J-A-N, Radio Atlantic.
And at 8 o'clock, we have cloudy skies, fog, and 37 degrees. A dense fog advisory remains in effect until noon today. Good morning. I'm Rick Hansen with KJAN News. News is brought to you by the TV Store, your Verizon Wireless agent, Dish Network, and DirecTV Satellite Systems dealer at 907 East 7th Street in Atlantic. In Western Iowa news, sheriff's officials in Pottawatomie County are investigating what's been called a suspicious fire in Underwood. According to Omaha television station KMTV, the fire at a tire repair shop near Interstate 80 and Magnolia Road occurred at around 11:30 p.m. Sunday. Firefighters were reportedly able to keep the flames contained to the outside of the structure. Investigators on the scene say the fire was suspicious in nature, but no other details are available. News time is 8:01.
It's time to get more fun for your buck from your Verizon-authorized wireless retailer.
Get amazing deals on the latest phones like the Razer M with its compact design that fits in the palm of your hand but still has a 4.3-inch screen size and features the new Jelly Bean software from Verizon Wireless for just $100 after $50 mail-in rebate debit card. Or the Intuition with its 5-inch display. It's part phone, part tablet. Only $150 after $50 mail-in rebate debit card.
Hurry in and get on Verizon, America's largest and most reliable high-speed wireless network today. Stop by and get the Razer M or Intuition, a TV store located at 907 East 7th Street in Atlantic, or call 712-243-3032.
New two-year activation, early termination fee, and other fees apply. See verizonwireless.com/bestnetwork for details.
A stabbing and beating incident in Atlantic early this morning resulted in two men who were hospitalized being arrested while a third person was detained for questioning. Police and emergency medical crews were called to the scene in an alley behind 1011 Birch Street at around 3:45 a.m. One of the men stabbed or was cut in the abdomen. The other one apparently was hit with a metal object of some sort, possibly a pipe. Atlantic Police Chief Steve Green spoke with us early this morning.
It just appears that there was an altercation amongst a couple of individuals, and that basically there was a knife involved and possibly a blunt object. And right now we've pretty sure we got most of the players rounded up here. We just have to sort through all the details.
Green told KJAN News that officials are investigating the possibility others may have played a role in the incident but fled the scene before officers arrived. The incident remains under investigation and will have more details as they become available. Authorities in Lincoln County, South Dakota, have arrested a Southwest Iowa teenager in connection with the alleged rape of a 12-year-old girl in Harrisburg, South Dakota. The unidentified teen was arrested Friday evening and was being held at a juvenile detention facility until a court appearance could be scheduled. His bond was set at $25,000 cash. A 20-year-old Sioux Falls man, Elizio Kalimba, was earlier charged with rape and child pornography in the case. His bail was set at $25,000 cash, and he will enter a plea later. Authorities, meanwhile, were still looking for a third man believed to have been involved. Obadiah Loria, age 19, is wanted on rape and child pornography charges. He is not considered to be a threat to the public. The Adams County Sheriff's Department reports the driver of a 2011 Ford Fiesta was injured Saturday evening when her vehicle collided with a deer. Brenda Doyen was traveling west on Highway 34 at around 6 p.m. when the collision occurred. After the left front corner of the car hit the deer, the animal slid up into the windshield. Doyen was transported to Allegiant Health Medical Center in Corning for treatment of undisclosed injuries. Nebraska and Iowa will take over ownership of the Decatur Toll Bridge over the Missouri River following approval by a Nebraska commission. A Lincoln Journal-Star reports that the Nebraska State Highway Commission on Friday approved the transfer. Officials have been discussing an ownership transfer agreement since the mid-1960s. The bridge carries Nebraska Highway 51 traffic eastward and Iowa Highway 175 traffic west over the Missouri River. It's situated at Decatur, Nebraska, about 8 miles west of Ottawa, Iowa. During peak summer months, about 2,000 vehicles a day use that bridge. The Burt County, Nebraska Bridge Commission owns the span, but county officials have said maintenance and repairs are too costly for the county to keep it. The transfer of ownership is expected by the end of the year. Persons interested in recreation, wellness, trails, and tourism are invited to attend the next meeting of the Nishna Valley Trails Association this evening from 6 until 7 o'clock at St. Paul's Lutheran Church here in Atlantic. Officials of the organization say following brief updates on the development of trails in Cass County and Atlantic and reports on work with the city and county partners, the group will brainstorm ideas for promoting and developing trails in the months ahead, including the next Bike and Trails Expo. Everyone is invited to bring their good ideas and interests in community development and join in on the conversation. The Des Moines Register announced Saturday night the route for this year's annual bike ride across Iowa. The Ragbri 41 kicks off July 21st in Council Bluffs. Along the way to the final stop in Fort Madison, riders on the world's largest and oldest and longest tour will make overnight stops in Harlan, Perry, Des Moines, Knoxville, Oskaloosa, and Fairfield. The trip runs July the 21st through the 27th. The 83-mile Harlan to Perry leg of the just over 406-mile trip is also the hilliest for the journey, with 4,239 feet of total climb. This year's event marks the sixth time the community of Harlan has hosted Rag Bri. Members of the Atlantic Community School District Board of Education will hold a work session this evening at the Middle School Media Center, and during the meeting, which begins at 7:30 p.m., the board will discuss high school credit at AHS, capital projects, and the budget. The board will then enter into a closed session to discuss collective bargaining strategies. A public hearing will be held tonight in Audubon with regard to the proposed plans, specifications, and form of contract, along with the estimated costs for a water tower repair and improvement project. The hearing takes place at City Hall as part of a regular session for the Audubon City Council, which begins at 7 p.m. During the session, the council will also receive an audit report from Schroer & Associates, discuss insurance matters with Frank Olson, and an issue pertaining to a mailbox with Candy Nelson and Brent Pringle. Elsewhere in Iowa news, a send-off ceremony will be held this morning for 100 Iowa National Guard soldiers who are headed to Afghanistan. Guard spokesman Colonel Greg Hapgood said the soldiers are with the 833rd Engineering Company based in Ottumwa.
This unit, they are ready to deploy. They've been training for a number of months now to prepare themselves for this mission. They'll go to Fort Bliss, Texas for several weeks to do some real specific mission training, and then they'll head to Afghanistan. They'll be gone about a year total.
Most of the soldiers of the 833rd live in southeast Iowa. Some are from central and north central Iowa, though, and they're trained to tackle some dangerous missions.
Their main focus is on removing different types of obstacles to help coalition forces maneuver or otherwise get where they need to be. They are particularly adept at identifying and neutralizing improvised explosive devices.
One of the key reasons the 833rd is being called up is the unit's expertise.
This unit has deployed two times previously, so this will be their third deployment. They have done a tremendous job at identifying and removing improvised explosive devices. It is a job that takes a significant amount of focus, and these soldiers are certainly dedicated to what they do and ready to go do it.
The unit had previously served tours in Iraq from October of 2004 to December of 2005, and again from June of 2007 to June of 2008. Today's send-off ceremony takes place at 10 a.m. at the Hellyer Student Life Center at Indian Hills Community College in Ottumwa. Hapgood says with the addition of the 833rd, there will be roughly 260 Iowa National Guard soldiers or airmen on active deployment, and most of them are or soon will be in Afghanistan. Authorities say one person has been killed in a crash near Waukon, which is in northeast Iowa. The crash occurred around 8:30 a.m. Sunday on Willow Drive, northwest of Waukon. It's unclear whether icy pavement or other weather factors played a role in the crash. The Allamaquis County Sheriff's Office said the vehicle went into a ditch, hit a tree, and rolled into Bear Creek. The victim's name has not been released. Iowa jury selection is scheduled to begin for a 40-year-old Illinois man charged with manslaughter in a fatal boating accident on the Mississippi River. Kent Hoffman of Galena, Illinois, is also charged with operating a boat while intoxicated, causing a fatal accident. He's pleaded not guilty to both of the charges. Assistant Dubuque County Attorney Michael Whalen said jury selection is set to begin today. Authorities say Hoffman was driving a boat that ran over another boat in Schmidt Harbor in Dubuque on the night of September 1st. The driver of the other boat, 45-year-old James Sutton of Maquoketa, was killed in the crash. Lori Fay was a passenger in Sutton's boat, but was not seriously injured. Taking a look at our world headlines at this hour, President Obama is expected to lay out his vision for immigration reform when he travels to Nevada tomorrow. But today, some Republican and Democratic senators will unveil a groundwork for their own plan, which addresses border security and a path to citizenship for illegal immigrants already in the country. President Obama continues his push for gun control with a White House meeting today with police chiefs and sheriffs. Some of those officials are from cities and towns where there have been mass shootings, such as Newtown, Connecticut, where 20 children and 6 educators were gunned down in their elementary school. And U.S. companies placed more orders for long-lasting goods in December from November, helped by a large increase in aircraft demand. But business pulled back on orders that indicate investment plans. The Commerce Department said orders for durable goods increased 4.6%. The increase was driven by a 10% gain in aircraft orders. The core category that measures business investment plans rose just 0.2% after two strong months of gains. News time is 8:10.
Right now is the perfect time to stop in the TV store, your Dish authorized retailer, and get set up with the new Hopper system before the big game.
You mean the soup?
No, I mean the big game. With the Hopper system from Dish, you can pause live TV, go grab a super big bowl of nachos, and not miss 1 second of the bone-crushing action. Plus, with high definition and DVR in every room, you can watch and re-watch the game in amazing high definition no matter where you're at in the house.
But Jesse, my wife doesn't like football.
Well, with up to six TVs being able to watch different channels during prime time, she can enjoy her favorite show while you enjoy the game.
So let me get this straight. I can watch and record the game in high definition in my man cave, and my wife can be happy watching TV anywhere else she wants in the house?
Yes, sir.
Well, I would have to be as dumb as a replacement referee to not run out to the TV store, my Dish authorized retailer today.
The TV store, 907 East 7th Street in Atlantic, 243-3032.
Primetime Anytime only available for playback of select HD primetime shows. Must be enabled by customer. Limited time offer. Cancellation fee and other restrictions apply. Hopper available with qualifying programming packages. Call for details.
In the funeral announcements, Sharon Blott, age 64, of Elkhorn and formerly of Avoca, died Wednesday. Funeral services for Sharon Blott will be today at 11 o'clock at the Paulie Jones Funeral Home in Avoca. Irene Sterrett, age 96, of Audubon, died Monday at the Friendship, that's January 21st, actually, at the Friendship Home in Audubon. A memorial service for Irene Sterrett will be held today at 1:30 at the Friendship Home in Audubon. Roland Funeral Home of Atlantic has arrangements. Clifford Welker, age 75, of Stewart, died Wednesday in Des Moines. Funeral services for Clifford Welker will be held tomorrow at 10 o'clock at the Stewart Congregational Church. Johnson Family Funeral Home in Stewart has the arrangements. Dorothy Irene Peterson, age 89, of Nevada, died Friday at the Story County Medical Center. Funeral services for Dorothy Peterson will be held Tuesday at 10:30 at Emmanuel Lutheran Church in Harlan. Paulie Jones Funeral Home in Harlan has the arrangements. Marvin J. Sorensen, age 89, of Exira, died Friday at the Exira Care Center. Funeral services for Marvin Sorensen will be held Tuesday at 10:30 at the Exira Lutheran Church. Kessler Funeral Home in Exira has arrangements. Harold C. Johnson, age 92, of Atlantic and formerly of Lewis, died Sunday at the Heritage House. Celebration of life services for Harold Johnson will be tomorrow at 11 a.m. at the Lewis United Congregational Methodist Church in Lewis. Roland Funeral Home of Atlantic has arrangements. Cindy Kohler, age 60, of Greenfield, died Friday at her home. Funeral services for Cindy Kohler will be tomorrow at 11 a.m. at the United Methodist Church in Greenfield. Steen Funeral Home in Greenfield has arrangements. Carol Hagedorn, age 72, of Manning, died Saturday at her home. Funeral services for Carol Hagedorn will be held on Wednesday at 10:30 at the Zion Lutheran Church in Manning. Odie Funeral Home in Manning has the arrangements. Bill Antisdale, age 55, of Rural Anita, died Friday in Minneapolis. Celebration of life services for Bill Antisdale will be on Thursday at 11 o'clock at the United Methodist Church in Greenfield. Steen Funeral Home in Fontenelle is in charge of the arrangements. Our news was brought to you by the TV Store, your Verizon Wireless agent, Dish Network, and DirecTV Satellite Systems dealer at 902 East 7th Street in Atlantic. I'm Rick Hansen reporting.